Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hey, neighbors. It's an investment. I'm talking about certified wheat seed from Shirley Farms in Alva. Joe Shirley and family have four tremendous varieties that will help put you in position to harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Their power lineup includes Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus. Give Shirley Farms a call, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070, or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
It's Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma, featuring 194 registered Angus lots, or about 250 head. For more information or to download the catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. That's pollardfarms.com, or you can call the ranch office at 580-758-1464. Pollard Farms' 22nd annual female production sale, Saturday, September 14th.
The cattle futures market finished up again today for the second day in a row. We're gaining back a lot of that ground lost since the end of July and through the 1st of August. Feeder cattle today finished up anywhere from about $2.70 to $3.30. October finished up $3.30 at $1.34.35. Now, still about $0.70 or so cents off of the high earlier today. We're working back toward those gaps left after the Tyson fires, about $1.37.82 on the October. So still about $3 away, and that's also right around a 61.8% retracement if we do a retracement back to the July highs. Live cattle today are even further off of their gap. Their gap before that fire was about 106.43, and they're currently about 98.85 on the October lives. 50% puts us in the middle of that gap at just under 102 on the October live cattle. And then hogs, of course, they've been selling off as well. And they're near the lows here. The December close is 61.25. The 50% retracement there is right around 68, 67. So if they rally back up. Feeder cattle index is 136.17. It's been coming down pretty good. And then box beef at midday was down sharply, down 3.43 on choice at 221.95. Select was down $1.78 at 199.20.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, one of the great traditions for Superior Livestock is their annual Labor Day sale. It's Labor Day 35, the 11th and 12th of September this year. Broadcast live from Fort Worth on SLA-TV, that's Dish Network, satellite channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll be starting both the 11th and the 12th at 8 a.m. Central Time, 81,300 head to be sold. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117.
The grains today were a little bit weaker here. Everybody's kind of gearing up for the USDA report, which is tomorrow morning, mid-morning at 11 a.m. The early estimates for that have come in. It looks like we're going to have a little bit of lower numbers on the corn and soybean production, most of that due to the late planted crops. But it's estimated that corn yield of 167.2 bushels per acre, which is down about 2.3 bushels from last month. Soybeans 47.2, which is 1.3 lower than the 48.5 predicted last month. And then that translates into a little bit lower production overall, with the average corn total production guess of 13.67 billion, down from 13.9, and then soybeans 3.577, down from 3.68. So again, a little bit tighter there, but the USDA predictions and USDA report have been wrong the last couple of reports. So we expect quite a bit of action tomorrow morning through that 11 a.m. USDA report. There's also ending stocks, both U.S. and world, that'll be listed on that. Cotton today was up 3 at 59.37, and of course the stock market's just moving right on up. It's up 149 currently in the Dow. The U.S. dollar is up 30 at 98.61. Of course, the trade deal and the U.S.-Chinese talk has kind of lit a fire under that market.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.